Tom Watkins is on the other end of our line. He has a strong background in education as the state's former superintendent of schools. He also travels the globe, helping folks with their businesses worldwide. Tom, good morning.
I'm here.
How are you?
I am good, thank you. Good morning to you.
All right, catch us up today, Tom. You are writing pieces for a lot of different publications and websites. Catch us up.
Yeah, I'm very proud to be a new columnist for the Lansing State Journal every Sunday. Look for me. Talking about public policy issues that impact us. And encouraging people to do something that MSU is doing with its students. And that is, you know, think global, both global and local. This month, this past Sunday, I wrote about mental health being the month of May, being Mental Health Month, and really to focus on the needs of some of the state's most vulnerable.
When we think about Mental Health Awareness Month, it got me thinking about that legislation which would provide funding for autistic children and the programs that support those kids. And there were a lot of advocates around the state that wanted the umbrella that those funds reached to include mental health issues.
Yes, they did. And again, we need to commend Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly for pushing forward this very much needed legislation to help families and children with autism. They are commended for that effort. But for 15 years, the mental health community has been pushing for what is known as mental health parity, covering such things as depression and panic depression and childhood schizophrenia. These families are suffering as well, and there's a need for additional help. And so many in the mental health community are hoping that Governor Snyder and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly will take up the charge on this issue as well, because there's a lot of families that could benefit. And the more that we can do to help people with disabilities function appropriately in our communities, the better off we all will be.
You know, there was a part of your story which I found interesting. I haven't heard the word retarded used in years, but apparently there are some officials who work with the mentally challenged who believe that word is still an issue.
Well, it's more than officials. It's the people themselves. Stigma hurts. I mean, imagine what it would be to go through life and to be viewed in derogatory terms, and we all need to take a step back and to put ourselves in other people's shoes. And this is what the mental health rally was a couple weeks ago, where over 2,000 people with mental illness and developmental disabilities came to advocate on their own behalf. People from organizations represented across the state speaking out for their own selves to advocate for jobs, for hope, for opportunities, and to be able to live what all of us want, and that it's a quality life in our communities.
And there is a thought out there that the legislators who write the laws and make the funding available for different programs don't understand mental health and the challenges that folks can have with mental health issues. And there's a special rally that is going to be have the goal to educate legislature.
And continually trying to find a way to educate legislators. Imagine they come to Lansing with a whole slew of backgrounds, and they can't know everything. And so it's up to advocates to educate them. You know, Tony, not only as I serve as state superintendent of schools, but I also served as the state mental health director when there was a separate department of mental health and serving people that are mentally ill and developmentally disabled under Governor Blanchard. It was a challenge then, and it remains a challenge today, to educate people in the community that we all are TABS, temporarily able bodies, that sometime in our lives, all of us are going to need some level of service and help from others. And we need to be constantly on lookout in providing the best care we possibly can to some of the most vulnerable people in our state.
Well, Tom, there's the old saying, walk a mile in a man's shoes to know what the man really has to deal with. And there is a Walk a Mile rally, which hopes to educate legislators, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, we're constantly education and breaking down stigma and encouraging people to find ways to engage people with developmental disabilities and mental illness that oftentimes can be very good employees working at your place of business. And providing the dignity of a job and a paycheck is another way that people can help.
All right. Before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't get your take on the U.S.'s latest efforts to try and find some common ground with China, especially in regards to trade and the tariffs on trade. Do you ever see the Chinese making it more cost effective for us here in the United States to export goods?
Well, the one way that they're doing it is that the cost of doing business in China is going up. Labor costs are rising significantly, and as those costs go up in China, there's many manufacturers are looking returning manufacturing to the United States and other Western countries. So we will continue to see this seesaw relationship between the U.S. and China continuing going back and forth.
There is a company in Eaton Rapids that is doing some work on some wind turbine equipment from China. We had a caller call in who wasn't happy with that. He believes that we shouldn't be doing business like that, perhaps if those goods and services were staying here. But he didn't think that we should be doing work with China and send it back out to help them. What's your take on that?
We need to always remember that Michigan is too beautiful to peninsula is not an island, and I commend Governor Snyder for looking at ways to reach out around the world in order to grow jobs here in Michigan. This is very, very important moving forward. China is the third largest trading partner for Michigan, only behind our neighbors to the north, Canada, and our neighbor to the south, Mexico. There's ways that we can work with China and make it a win-win, mutually beneficial relationship that can grow jobs here in the state. And the governor is pursuing that strategy, and it's a wise one to make China's rise work for Michigan as well.
Tom, do you think we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Absolutely, and the governor's strategy on that is one that I support wholeheartedly. To think is... the Matty Maroon family that has the monopoly on the Ambassador Bridge, that their strategy is one that we should pursue, as I think full-heartedly and wrong, both from a national security basis, to have two bridges built side by side just does not make sense from a national security standpoint. And two, Windsor says they don't want another bridge into their downtown area. And so I don't think we can force the sovereign nation of Canada and the city of Windsor to accept something that they don't want. And trade between Canada and Michigan and this entire region is vitally important. And in a second bridge will add value and bring jobs to the state. And I hope that the governor is successful in moving this program forward in a rapid fashion to get this bridge started. Because if we don't, it's going to go to another state, and we'll lose economic opportunities here in Michigan.
There are many who oppose the bridge because they don't believe that the revenue from the tolls will pay for it. What do you think?
Well, look, it's been laid out very clearly that from the legislature that this is something that that will not cost us resources. But if you have an unlimited size of a wallet, as the monopoly bridge owner has, you can put a whole lot of commercials on TV and buy a lot of legislative support in the legislature through your contributions. This bridge needs to be built. It needs to be built as the Snyder administration is pushing forward, and it should be pointed out that this bridge is supported by all previous living governors, Republicans and Democrats. It's supported by the chambers of commerce throughout the state, and by organized labor. So you've got a vast coalition behind Governor Snyder's proposal in order to get this bridge built. It'll bring jobs to the state and create economic opportunity for the entire region and our nation.
Thanks so much, Tom.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you, Tony.